Mr. Secretary, one of the questions as far as there's a YouTube video out there that's really gone viral, this new McDonald's. I don't know if you've seen it or not, or you've had it brought to your attention, but a very disparaging picture of American agriculture painted by some consumers, some folks that seem to have a point of wanting to harm production agriculture. Is that the type of thing you were talking about today in the room?
Yeah, I think we've got to be we have to do a better job of educating, and we have to use all the mechanisms available. There are three kinds of media. To my way of thinking, there's sort of the legacy media, which are the big newspapers that you always hear about. There's the folks like yourselves who are local and regional in coverage, and then there's the social media. And I think agriculture as an industry in rural America does a terrific job, in large part because of the people in this room, getting the message out to folks who live in small towns and who work on the farm. You all do a great job. I think the legacy media is a mixed bag, and I don't think we've really used the social media as effectively as we need to. And those who are opposed to agriculture or opposed to particular forms of agriculture or particular companies can use the social media pretty effectively to get something, to get people's attention. So I've been encouraging groups like FFA and other groups to start thinking about creative ways to tell our story. The Farm and Rancher Alliance is doing that, the great movie that they produced. A number of the commodity groups are coming out with documentaries that are good, which is all great. But we also, I think, have to start raising the question of what are the advantages of American agriculture to the American family? And one of the advantages is the cost of food. And I think you have to ask yourself the question, you don't like the process? Great. You want to change the process? Okay. What's the cost of it? What's it going to do to the cost of food? Because I don't think you can make the case that the cost of food will remain the same. I think you have to make the case the cost of food will increase. Well, how do Americans feel about that? I mean, that's never the conversation. The conversation is, you know, do you think this practice is bad or good? It's never this. If you want to get rid of this, this is what's going to happen to your food bill. Now, if folks in this country are happy with that and say, you know, we don't mind paying more, okay, then the industry has to be responsive and reactive. But I think you're going to find that nobody really understands and appreciates the high cost associated with all of this. And when they do, it's going to be, well, I'm not so sure about all this. And then all of a sudden, maybe people will begin to understand what we currently have. Now, I think ag has to obviously be sensitive, and I think farmers have to continue to do a good job of educating consumers about how they care about the land, how they care about the water, how they care for their animals. I think that's a story that needs to be told and retold and told again. And you can never tell it enough, and you have to find creative ways to tell it. But I think the other question that needs to be asked every time somebody raises an issue with a practice, okay, what do you want to do differently? And what's the cost of that? What's the cost? What's the financial cost of that? So people can make an informed decision. They don't have to be judgmental about, you know, the people who are criticizing ag are wrong or, you know, that's not the issue here. The issue is, okay, you want to do it differently. What's the cost of that? How's it going to impact the cost of food and the availability of food? And how do people feel about that? So that they have the ability to weigh all the facts, not just part of it. And that's part of the problem with the debate today. And that's underlying message in terms of this conversation about agriculture is it's almost always about, well, you know, are you for the RFS? You know, are you for WOTUS or not? Okay, great. Now that we've gotten through that, why don't we talk about, like, who's going to farm? And who's going to own the land when a lot of the land that's owned by older people whose kids have gone off to the city and aren't interested in, who's going to farm the land? Who's going to own it? Are those folks in the city who have income needs going to be as concerned about conservation as the folks who currently are living on the farm today? Or are they going to be focused more on What's the income this year? What's the rental rate that's going to be? That's a big issue, right? That's a big. How about climate? I mean, really? How about it? What are we going to do about it? How's it going to impact 30, 40 years from now? What's going to be grown in this country? And what are we going to do about it? What can we do about it? What should we do about it? These are big questions, much bigger, I think, than are you for GMO labeling? No, that's not the question. The question is, how do we ensure this enormous diversity that we have, that everybody can do what they want to do with their land? The organic guy can be right next to the GMO guy. What do we need to do to allow these folks to get along instead of having them at loggerheads? Those are big questions, and I don't think any of those questions have been asked, much less answered.